Good evening, everyone. I am very happy to meet you all again through Uva Gurukula Educational Program conducted by Uva Community Radio along with the Department of Education. மாணவர்கள் அனைவருக்கும் இனிமையான மாலை வணக்கம். மீண்டும் மற்றொரு நிகழ்ச்சியில் சந்திப்பதில் மிக்க மகிழ்ச்சி அடைகின்றேன். And welcome back to another lesson of English with us. This is இளஞ்சேகரன் திவ்யா, a teacher of English from Haputhala Tamil Central College. My dear students, today we are going to study something about how to engage us in active listening and response appropriately. And today's lesson is for grade 10 students. So today we are going to discuss something about how to engage us in active listening and response appropriately. அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, இன்று ஒரு லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றை நாங்கள் எவ்வாறு செய்வது, அதிலுள்ள பல விடயங்கள் யாவை, அதில் காணப்படுகின்ற ஸ்டேஜஸ் யாவை தொடர்பான விடயங்களை கலந்துரையாடப் போகின்றோம். இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரெடி, லெட்ஸ் கெட் ஸ்டார்டட். அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, நீங்கள் லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றில் முகம் கொடுக்கும் பொழுது நன்றாக கொடுக்கப்படுகின்ற டெக்ஸ்ட், கொடுக்கப்படுகின்ற டெக்ஸ்டினை நன்றாக கிரகித்து அதற்கு பின்னரே அதற்கு பதிலளிக்க முயற்சிக்க வேண்டும். When you are going to attend the listening activity, first you have to listen the text very carefully. So let's see what are the stages of listening. Lessons are: first one, pre-listening; second one, while listening; and third one, post-listening. Okay students, let's see what is pre-listening. Pre-listening activities are things learners to do before a listening activity in order to prepare for listening. அதாவது மாணவர்களே, லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றுக்கு தயாராகும் நிலையையே நாங்கள் ப்ரீ லிசனிங் என்று கூறுகின்றோம். லைக் தட் வி ஹாவ் டு கன்சிடர் அபவுட் வைல் லிசனிங் அண்ட் த போஸ்ட் லிசனிங். சோ மை டியர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், வென் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ த லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ், யூ ஷுட் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் ஆக்டிவ் லிசனிங் அண்ட் கெட் த ஐடியா. அதாவது மாணவர்களே, நாங்கள் ஒரு லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றை முகம் கொடுக்கும் பொழுது வெறுமனே நாங்கள் விடையளிப்பது மாத்திரம் இல்லாமல் கொடுக்கப்பட்டுள்ள வினாக்களுக்கான விடைகளை எவ்வாறு நாங்கள் கிரகிப்பது, கொடுக்கப்பட்டுள்ள டெக்ஸ்டின் மூலமாக எவ்வாறு நாங்கள் அதனை அப்சர்வ் பண்ணிக் கொள்வது என்பது தொடர்பாக கருத்தில் கொள்ள வேண்டும். அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றில் ஃபேஸ் பண்ணும் பொழுது இவ்வாறான விடயங்களை கருத்தில் கொண்டால் மாத்திரமே லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டியை சக்சஸ்ஃபுல்லாக செய்ய முடியும். சோ இன் லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி தே வில் ரீட் 3 times. அதாவது நீங்கள் ஒரு லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றை முகம் கொடுக்கும் பொழுது 3 தடவைகள் வாசிக்கப்படும். தட் மீன்ஸ் இன் லிசனிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி தே வில் ரீட் த டெக்ஸ்ட் 3 times. இன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரீடிங் You have to listen carefully. That means, முதலாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது அவர்களால் வாசிக்கப்படுகின்ற டெக்ஸ்டினை நன்றாக செவிமடுக்க வேண்டும். In first reading, you have to listen carefully. And for the second reading, you have to do the activity. For the second reading, you have to do the activity. அதாவது இரண்டாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது வழங்கப்பட்டுள்ள வினாக்களுக்கான விடைகளை எழுதுவதற்கு முயற்சிக்க வேண்டும். இரண்டாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது வழங்கப்பட்டுள்ள வினாக்களுக்கான விடைகளை எழுதுவதற்கு முயற்சிக்க வேண்டும். In the third reading, you have to check the answers. அதாவது மூன்றாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது எழுதப்பட்டுள்ள விடைகள் சரியா அல்லது ஏதாவது தவறுகள் இருக்கின்றனவா என்பதை பார்த்தல் வேண்டும். So when you are going to sit for the, when you are going to face the listening activity, they will read three times. In the first reading, you have to listen carefully. For the second reading, you have to do the activity. In the third reading, you have to check the answers. So, my dear students, I hope you all got the idea about listening activity. So, today, I am ready to do three listening activities for you. If you are ready, let's get started. Okay, my dear students, now I am ready to do the listening activity 1. Okay, if you are ready, please get started and write down these questions. My dear students, first I am going to read the questions. Then only I will read the text. So, you have to listen the text carefully and answer the questions. Okay, are you ready? Okay, let's start. Listening activity 1. First question, who is hosting the party? First question, who is hosting the party? P-A-R-T-Y, party. Under that, first answer, Sam. Second one, John. And third one, Billy. So the first question, who is hosting the party? Under that, first answer, Sam. Second one, John. And third one, Billy. Okay, now I am going to read second question. Second one, which cake is Billy's mom baking? Which cake is Billy's mom baking? Under that, first answer is plum, P-L-U-M, plum. And the second answer is orange. And the third answer is pineapple. So the second question is, which cake is Billy's mom baking? The first answer is plum. The second answer is orange. And third one is pineapple. Third question is, Who is decorating the Christmas tree? Third question is, who is decorating the Christmas tree? First one, mom. Write down under that. First answer is mom. And the second one, Billy. And the third one, dad. So third question is, who is decorating the Christmas tree? So the first answer is mom. Second one, Billy. And the third one, dad. Okay. The last question is fourth one. Who is packing the gift? Who is packing the gifts? Who is packing the gifts? G-I-F-T-S, gifts. Under that, first one, mom. And the second one, dad. And the third one, Billy. First one, mom. The second one, dad. And the third one, Billy. So, my dear students, now you have to listen the text carefully and select the suitable answer for that. That means, now I am going to read out the text. So, you have to listen carefully and you have to select the suitable answer for that. So, please remember that for the first reading, you have to listen carefully. For the second reading, you have to answer the questions. And for the third reading, you have to check the answers. So, if you are ready, let's get started. Okay, now I am going to read the text. Okay, I am ready. Listen carefully. My Christmas party. My name is Billy. There is a Christmas party at my home today. My mom is baking plum cake. I am decorating the Christmas tree. My dad is packing the gifts for my friends. Okay, my dear students, I finished my first reading. Now you are going to attend the second reading. So, please get ready. My Christmas party. My name is Billy. There is a Christmas party at my home today. My mom is baking a plum cake. I am decorating the Christmas tree. My dad is packing the gifts for my friends. Okay, my dear students, now I am going to read the third reading. So, if you finish your answers, you have to check it. My Christmas party. My name is Billy. There is a Christmas party at my home today. My mom is baking a plum cake. I am decorating the Christmas tree. My dad is packing the gifts for my friends. Okay, my dear students, now we are going to check the answers. Okay, let's go to the first questions. Who is hosting the party? Who is hosting the party? So, you can answer this question easily. So, the correct answer is Billy. So, my dear students, if you listen the text carefully, you can easily answer these questions. Okay? Right. The second question. Which cake is Billy's mom baking? So, the correct answer is plum. So, here you can see in the text, my mom is baking a plum cake. If you listened carefully, you can easily answer this question. So, this is the way you have to do the listening activity. Okay, third one. Who is decorating the Christmas tree? So, the correct answer is B, Billy. So, in the text, I already read that I am decorating the Christmas tree. So, the correct answer is Billy. Last one. Who is packing the gifts? Who is packing the gifts? The correct answer is Dad. Because my dad is packing the gifts for my friends. If you listen carefully, you can easily answer these questions. Okay? So, my dear students, this is the way you have to answer the listening activity. Remember carefully, for the first reading, you have to listen carefully. First, you have to read the questions and you have to listen carefully. And for the second reading, you have to answer the questions. And for the third reading, you have to check the answers. Okay? Okay, my dear students, now I am ready to do one more listening comprehension for you. So first, you have to write these questions and then I will read the text. Okay? Right. Put the heading listening activity 2. Right. First question. Who were the characters in the story? Who were the characters in the story? CHARACTERS, characters. Who were the characters in the story? Under that, write down. The first answer is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Tammy. Second answer is Tony, T-O-N-Y, Tony. Third answer is teacher. And the fourth answer is nurse. First one, who were the characters in the story? The first answer is Tammy. Second answer is Tony. And the third one, teacher. And the fourth answer is nurse. Right. Next, write down the second question. Who was the main character in the story? Who was the main character in the story? The first answer is Tammy. The second answer is Tony, T-O-N-Y, Tony. The third one is teacher. Who was the main character in the story? The first answer is Tammy. The second one is Tony. And the third one is teacher. Right, third one. What is the setting of the story? What is the setting of the story? Setting, S-E-T-T-I-N-G, setting. What is the setting of the story? First one, football field. First one, football field. F-I-E-L-D, field. Second one, home. Second one, home. Third one, park. P-A-R-K, park. And then last one, school. First one, football field. Second one, home. Third one, park. And last one, school. Next one. How does the character feel at the end of the story? How does the character feel at the end of the story? First one, happy. Second one, sleepy. S-L-E-E-P-Y, sleepy. And third one, sad. S-A-D, sad. How does the character feel at the end of the story? First one, happy. Second one, sleepy. And third one, sad. Next question. How was the problem solved? How was the problem solved? S-O-L-V-E-D, solved. So the answers are, first one, Tony went to class. Tony went to class. Second one, Tony went to the nurse. Tony went to the nurse. How was the problem solved? The first answer is, Tony went to the class. And the second answer is, Tony went to the nurse. Okay. Now I'm going to read the text. Listen carefully. Right, I'm going to read the text now. First reading. A trip to the nurse. Tony's class was playing kickball for recess. He was having so much fun. When the ball went flying into the air, he quickly ran to catch it. Instead of catching the ball hit Tony's head. Tony fell to the ground. My head really hurts, he told his teacher. Tony's teacher walked him to the school nurse. She gave Tony an ice pack for his head. Soon, his head began to feel better. Right, now I'm going to read the second reading. Listen carefully and answer the question. A trip to the nurse. A Trip to the Nurse. Today's class was playing kickball for recess. He was having so much fun. When the ball went flying into the air, he quickly ran to catch it. Instead of catching the ball hit the Tony's head. Tony fell to the ground. "My head really hurts," he told his teacher. Tony's teacher walked him to the school nurse. She gave the Tony an ice pack for his head. Soon, his head began to feel better. Okay, my dear students, last and the final reading. So, check your answers. A Trip to the Nurse. Tony's class was playing kickball for recess. He was having so much fun. When the ball went flying into the air, he quickly ran to catch it. Instead of catching the ball hit Tony's head. Tony fell to the ground. "My head really hurts," he told his teacher. Tony's teacher walked him to the school nurse. She gave Tony an ice pack for his head. Then his head began to feel better. Okay, my dear students, I hope you all answer the question. And now shall we check the answers? Okay, right. Go through the first question. First one, who were the characters in the story? Who were the characters in the story? அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, இவ்வாறு வினாக்கள் தொடுக்கப்படும் பொழுது நீங்கள் வினாக்களை நன்றாக வாசிக்க வேண்டும். So here I ask the question, who were the characters in the story? So here it may be one or more characters in the story. So you have to select the answers correctly. Okay? So the correct answer is Tony, teacher and the nurse. Okay? So when we go through this text, we saw that there are three main characters, Tony and the teacher and the nurse. So here, if you listen this text carefully, you can answer the question easily. Okay, right. So the first one, who were the characters in the story? So the correct answer is Tony, teacher, nurse. Okay. Right. Second one, who was the main character in the story? Yes, Tony. Who was the main character in the story? Tony. Third one, what is the setting of the story? What is the setting of the story? The answers are football field, home, park, school. So the correct answer is school. Next one. How does the character feel at the end of the story? So the correct answer is happy, because his head began to feel better. So if you listen this text carefully, you can answer the question easily. Okay? And the last question is, How was the problem solved? The answers are, Tony went to the class, Tony went to the nurse. So the correct answer is second one. Tony went to the nurse. Okay, my dear students, I hope little you all understand how to engage us in listening activity. So this is the way we have to answer the listening activity. அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, நாங்கள் ஒரு லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றை செய்யும் பொழுது இவ்வாறான விதத்திலே நாங்கள் பதிலளிக்க வேண்டும். For the first reading, you have to listen carefully. முதலாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது நாங்கள் நன்றாக கிரகிக்க வேண்டும். For the second reading, you have to answer the question. இரண்டாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது நாங்கள் கொடுக்கப்பட்டுள்ள வினாக்களுக்கு முறையாக பதிலளித்தல் வேண்டும். For the third reading, you have to check the answers. அதாவது மூன்றாவது வாசிப்பின் பொழுது எழுதப்பட்டுள்ள விடைகள் சரியாக எழுதப்பட்டுள்ளனவா, ஏதேனும் மாற்றங்கள் இருக்கா என்று சரிபார்த்தல் வேண்டும். ஸோ இவ்வாறான முறையிலே நாங்கள் ஒரு லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றில் என்கேஜ் ஆக முடியும். ஸோ அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, இவ்வாறான விடயங்களை கருத்தில் கொண்டு இனிவரும் காலங்களிலும் உங்களுக்கு கொடுக்கப்படுகின்ற லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டிகளில் நீங்கள் செய்வீர்கள் என்று நம்புகிறேன். அதே நேரம் ஐ ஹாவ் ஒன் மோர் லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி டு டூ. ஸோ இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரெடி, லெட்ஸ் கெட் ஸ்டார்டட். ஓகே, okay my dear students, I am ready to do it. So first write down these questions. Okay, first one, who is my new pet? P-E-T, pet. The second question, Why is he sleepy? S-L-E-E-P-Y, sleepy. Why is he sleepy? Third one, who helps me to keep the dog clean? Fourth one is, where does my pet stay? Fifth one is, I play with my pet in the evening. Within the bracket, true or false. So here you have to select whether this is correct, true or false. Okay. Last one, my pet is growing blank. ஆகவே அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களை, நாங்கள் முதலாவதாக பார்த்த இரண்டு லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸும் நீங்கள் பொருத்தமான விடையினை தெரிவு செய்வதற்காக வாய்ப்பு வழங்கப்பட்டது. ஸோ இப்பொழுது நான் வாசித்த, ஹியர் ஐ ஹாவ் த டெக்ஸ்ட் டு ரைட் த ஆன்சர், இங்கு கொடுக்கப்பட்டுள்ள லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டியானது நீங்கள் நன்றாக கிரகித்து பொருத்தமான ஆன்சர்களை, பொருத்தமான விடைகளை எழுத வேண்டும். ஸோ லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி என்று கருதும் பொழுது தெரிவுகளாக, அதாவது தெரிவு செய்வதற்காகவும் வரலாம், அல்லது ஆன்சர்களை எழுதுவதற்காகவும் வரலாம். தட் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு செலக்ட் த ஆன்சர்ஸ் ஓ யூ ஹாவ் டு ரைட் த ஆன்சர்ஸ். ஓகே, ஸோ நவ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ த லாஸ்ட் தேர்ட் லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி. ஸோ லிசன் கேர்ஃபுல்லி அண்ட் டூ த ஆக்டிவிட்டி. ஓகே, ரைட். my new pet. My dad bought me a new pet. He is a cute little dog. He is sleepy, as he is little now. My dad and mom help me to keep the dog clean. We have a dog house where he stays. I play with him in the evening when I come home from school. He is growing quickly. I love my pet. Right. I am ready to read the second reading. My new pet. My dad bought me a new pet. He is a cute little dog. He is sleepy, as he is little now. My dad and mom help me to keep the dog clean. We have a dog house where he stays. I play with him in the evening when I come home from school. He is growing quickly. I love my pet. Okay, my dear students, I hope you all answer the questions carefully and correctly. Okay, now I'm going to read the last, final, third reading. Okay, check the answers correctly. My new pet. My dad bought me a new pet. He is a cute little dog. He is sleepy, as he is little now. My dad and mom help me to keep the dog clean. We have a dog house where he stays. I play with him in the evening when I come home from school. He is growing quickly. I love my pet. Okay, my dear students, that's it. Okay, now we are ready to check the answers. If you are ready, let's get started. Okay. Okay, my dear students, let's go through the first question. Who is my new pet? Who is my new pet? The correct answer is little dog. Little dog. So, if you listen to the text carefully, you can answer these questions. Who is my new pet? A little dog is the correct answer. Second one, why is he sleepy? Why is he sleepy? So the answer is because he is little now. Because he is little now. அன்பார்ந்த மாணவர்களே, ஸோ இவ்வாறு நீங்கள் விடையளிக்கும் பொழுது நீங்கள் வாசிக்கப்படுகின்ற டெக்ஸ்டினை முழுமையாக கிரகித்தால் மாத்திரமே இவ்வாறான கேள்விகளுக்கு விடையளிக்கலாம். ரைட், கோ த்ரூ த தேர்ட் ஒன். ஹூ ஹெல்ப்ஸ் மீ டு கீப் த டாக் கிளீன்? also here. Simply you can answer the question, Mom and Dad. Because I read the text as, My dad and mom help me to keep the dog clean. So here you can answer the question, Mom and Dad. Fourth one, where does my pet stay? Where does my pet stay? So the correct answer is in a dog house. In a dog house. Next one. I play with my pet in the evening. So you have to select whether it is true or false. So the answer is true because he play with him in the evening. So you have to answer the question true. Last one, my pet is growing. The correct answer is quickly. My pet is growing quickly. Q-U-I-C-K-L-Y, quickly. So my dear students, this is the way you have to answer the listening activity. So when you are going to ready for, when you are going to face the listening activity, you have to listen carefully. For the first listening, for the first reading, you have to listen the text carefully. Before that, you have to read the questions thoroughly. அன்பான மாணவர்களே, லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றை ஃபேஸ் பண்ணும் பொழுது, லிஸ்னிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஒன்றை முகம் கொடுக்கும் பொழுது, வெறுமனே நீங்கள் லிஸ்னிங் டெக்ஸ்டினை செவிப்படிப்பது மாத்திரமல்லாமல், அந்த டெக்ஸ்டினை செவிமடிப்பதற்கு முன்னால் நீங்கள் வழங்கப்பட்டுள்ள வினாக்களை சரியான முறையில் வாசித்தல் வேண்டும். அவ்வாறு சரியான முறையில் வாசித்தல் மாத்திரமே வாசிக்கப்படுகின்ற டெக்ஸ்டின் பொழுது உங்களுக்கு விடையினை பொருத்தமான முறையில் தெரிவு செய்து கொள்ளக்கூடியதாக இருக்கும். Then only, my dear students, you can select the answers correctly. Okay? So when you are going to face the listening activity for the first reading, listen carefully. For the second reading, answer the question. For the third reading, check the answers. So this is the way you have to answer the listening activity. So I hope you all understand about the listening activity and how to engage us in listening activity appropriately. Okay, my dear students, I am going to wind up this program. I will meet you all again with a new lesson next time. Until that, this is Ilan Shekharan Divya, a teacher of English from Harpothalli Tamil Center College. Thank you very much.